the Attorney General of Israel is going to, or by the time you hear this, may have already indicted the Prime Minister of Israel based on recommendations by police. They have a very different and, quite frankly, bizarre system in Israel. Now, what exactly did the Prime Minister do to draw the attention of investigators in the first place? This has gone on a long time. And now, charges, and I might note, charges about a month and a half before they're all critical elections. And so, of course, that's not politically based, is it, ladies and gentlemen? Can you imagine? Justice is supposed to be blind, except, of course, when it comes going after Benjamin Netanyahu. Then there's no justice at all. Well, there's case 1,000, case 2,000, and case 4,000. This is going to seem a little odd to we Americans who embrace freedom. But you see, in the first case, it appears that the Prime Minister was the recipient of cigars and champagne. He likes to smoke cigars. But the theory of the Attorney General's case is he took too many cigars and he took too much champagne. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. And these are from friends. He took too many cigars and too much champagne. And not only that, allegedly he was going to give favors in exchange for cigars and champagne. Now, this is Mickey Mouse. This is pathetic. And you're going to charge the Prime Minister of your country with a crime? What crime? How many cigars are you allowed to take? How much champagne are you allowed to take? From friends. Well, their statute doesn't say. Doesn't much matter, does it? Because the prosecutor, the Attorney General, wants to take out the Prime Minister. And how do we know that? Because these charges are being brought right before their election. Then we have something that's actually more diabolical. This case 2000 and then another case 4000. Now, you can go on the internet and get into the particulars. I'm not going to get into all the particulars. But these involve newspapers. The newspapers in Israel, except for one, maybe, are extremely left-wing. They cannot stand Netanyahu. They cannot stand the Likud party or the other conservative or religious parties. Almost a monopoly of ideology. They don't have a Fox News channel. They don't have conservative talk radio. They have ultra-left-wing media. And like the media in this country, they hate Netanyahu, as the media in this country hate Trump and, I might add, Netanyahu. And so essentially the Prime Minister says to this publisher, hey, look, it would be nice if you tried to be a little bit balanced. It would be nice if I could get a break from you guys. It'd be nice. But you see, the Attorney General says that was an exchange for favors promised. Like what? What were these favors that were promised? What was he going to do? Shut down a competing newspaper? No. They have very few competing newspapers in Israel. Well, what was he going to do? Well, Alan Dershowitz addressed this briefly. He says, in this matter, more than 40 Knesset and cabinet members voted in favor of the newspaper. That is, changing a regulation in favor of the newspaper. While Prime Minister Netanyahu effectively killed the bill and went to elections. Many of these Knesset members, he writes, then received positive coverage in that newspaper. Yet they were not investigated. Only the Prime Minister, who killed the bill, he killed the bill, is being prosecuted. This disparity illustrates the enormous discretion prosecutors have in selectively prosecuting alleged violators of this open-ended prosecutorial tool. You're going to bring down a prime minister based on this? Cigars, champagne, any phony matters involving publishers? If he did every single thing they said he did, so what? So what? But he didn't, did he? And yet they're going to charge him, if they haven't already by the time I finish speaking to you on this radio program. The Churchill of the Middle East. The Reagan of the Middle East. Now, what kind of people do this when a country is surrounded by enemies? What kind of people do this when your prime minister has been such a tremendous leader that under his leadership, Jerusalem is recognized as the capital of Israel by the United States, which the United States had refused to do up to this point. And the American embassy is moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem while he's prime minister. And while he's been prime minister, he has aggressively fought the Iranians in Syria, refusing to allow them to have any foothold whatsoever. Which means, consider his diplomatic skills in dealing with the Russians and Vladimir Putin and having to fend off his enemies as well as Turkey. It's been quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. And look at the Israeli economy. Tiny little country. Because Netanyahu moved from centralized, iron-fisted socialism, which had for so long plagued the people of Israel, to free markets with tax policies and regulatory policies, where the economy has exploded, the creation of wealth, the standard of living, technological advances, not just in the military, although that would be enough, but commercial, civilian, technological advances, particularly in the medical fields. Under his stewardship for 9 years, off and on, give and take. You're going to indict the prime minister over cigars and champagne and over what we call in this country freedom of speech? Because you don't like the kind of speech that he exercised? This is a death wish. It's a disgrace, and I say that as an American. Looking from afar, thousands and thousands of miles into little Israel. And replace them with what? Mealy mouths? Who have no relationship whatsoever with the United States? Who couldn't figure out their way out of a paper bag? They're going to work with Putin? They're going to confront the Iranians? Is this really the time to remove a prime minister like this? And what kind of a criminal justice system do they have in that country? When one man, an attorney general, can attempt to bring down a government and bring down a candidacy over cigars and champagne and free speech. Pretty unbelievable. You know who's rooting for this attorney general? Not just the left in Israel. Of course. You know who's rooting for this attorney general? The regime in Tehran. The regime in Damascus. The regime in Turkey. All the regimes that chant death to Israel And not just them. You know who else is rooting for this attorney general over cigars and champagne and free speech? The appeasement Europeans, the French, among others. You know who else is rooting for this attorney general? The world's anti-Semites who want to see Israel destroyed. That's who this attorney general stands with. That's who the left in Israel stands with. The left in Israel really is no different than the left in the United States of America. They put their party first, their political ambitions first, and they put them before a country. Then they wrap themselves in their country's flag, and they pretend that they're standing up for the rule of law. They're standing up against cigars and champagne and free speech. Oh, yes. They'll teach Netanyahu while their enemies salivate, sharpen their knives.